Don't you forget, we're also out there on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and where else?
Instagram.
Oh, that's right. Yes, on IG.
I haven't checked it out this morning.
Gosh, I'm so cool. I need to, one, learn a little bit more about the gram.
You think?
And then maybe possibly. What I will tell you this, there are stories up top. What are they called? The Insta stories?
Yes. It's kind of like Snapchat.
It is exactly like Snapchat. It's like the same thing.
Yes.
Basically. Pretty much the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this morning, as I'm gathering my items before I leave the house and grabbing the keys, whatever else I need, I can't find my chapstick, all right? I need my chapstick in my pocket at all times, wherever I go.
Uh-huh.
So, probably my wife took it. That's par for the course. So, I see in her little basket by our door what is some, like, real fancy chapstick. I don't know what it is. It said chapstick hydration on it. So, I'm like, I'm ganking this. Right now.
Ganking?
Right now. For those who've never... That's slang term for stealing. or borrowing. Whatever you want to go with. But I take it. I start putting it on my lips right here, right? And it's not chapstick. It's lip scrub. Now, as a female, let me ask you something. What is the purpose of lip scrub?
Because...
Why scrub your lips?
Because that way it removes all the dead skin, and that way your lips are nice and luscious and they don't chap.
Isn't that what the chapstick is for, though?
Yes, but, I mean, just like a body scrub.
Basically, this was like putting liquid sand on my
I was watching you put it on, and I saw on the container it said scrub, and you're like, I'm just putting on my chapstick. I'm like, I don't think that's
You're
chapstick.
Like, fool, that is not chapstick.
I'm pretty sure that's not chapstick.
No, get this crap off me.
I'm like, is it grainy?
I still see the grains, like, on my hand and arm.
I told you. I'm like, does it feel sandy? And you're like, yes. I'm like, that is not chapstick.
It's, yeah, grainy. Grainy is the right way to put it.
Oh.
I just don't know what the purpose is. Do people really do that? Do people exfoliate their lips?
Yes. It's just like you would do your body. I mean, basically, chapstick is like a moisturizer, like you moisturize your body.
Mm.
A body scrub is the same thing for the body, but you just have a lip scrub for your lips.
I guess you really broke it down scientifically right there.
You're welcome.
Michelle Nye, the science gal. Hey, you have plans for the 4th?
Yeah, I think. Maybe. fireworks are not on the 4th. Here in New Philly.
Which you aren't a fan of anyways, right?
Not really, because I have dogs that hate them, and that always dampers the mood.
Yeah, Wednesday is the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were the fireworks at, you know, by the way, on our website, WTUZ.com, and Facebook and Twitter, we do have the link up to all the fireworks schedules throughout the area.
Right.
So I could just click on that if I wanted to, but I did not yet. But when are Philly's fireworks? Do you know yet?
I think they're Friday. Or Saturday. I take that back.
You don't even know.
Yes, they are. They're
you
Saturday.
You have no clue.
I do know because Saturday we're having people over.
Okay.
So, yes.
So the actual 4th, you're probably like a lot of people, but maybe the celebration will go down.
This weekend.
The following weekend, with it being right smack dab in the middle. In the
right.
Week.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet. TBH.
Okay.
No plans as of yet. I know we'll be working. What's the deal here? Programming note right here. July 4th at Shauna and Mary in the morning.
Mm.
All right. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Then July the 5th, which is actually still technically here, a holiday. They give us 2 days off.
Right.
It'll be me and you in the morning, Thursday, July the 5th. And then Friday is back to normal.
Me and you.
That'll
back
be a
at
weird
it again.
Week.
That will be weird, because that means like we can get to...
It's like you get started, like, all right, Monday, Tuesday, you crank that out, then it's like, all right, Wednesday, no work. Then you're like, all right, back to work Thursday, then Friday's... you know what I mean?
That is a little strange. I mean, I would have been fine just working the whole full week.
No, Michelle, don't get it. I'm not working that... You want to give us some days off. Listen, in radio, if you can take a day off, you get that day off. Hey, we all know they have that Capitol 4th, that concert... on PBS.
Oh,
every
in D.C.
time for the, yeah, in
that's
D.C.
That's really fun.
Right on the of course, by the Capitol. Well, now the White House, and apparently one President Donald Trump announcing that they're having their very own special Independence Day concert right on the South Lawn of the White House at the same exact time that the Capitol 4th concert will be happening at the foot of the Capitol. Oh, just barely a mile and a half away from each other.
Why?
Well, because President Trump, he wants his own concert. Sarah Evans will be there performing for one President Trump amongst a bunch of others. Of course, his wife Melania will be in attendance as well. That'll be on the Hallmark Channel for anybody who gets the Hallmark Channel. I couldn't tell you even where to find it.
The Hallmark Channel?
Yes.
I'm sure your wife knows all about the Hallmark Channel, especially around Christmas time.
She's not into those. Listen.
She's not?
Not like you. Listen, Michelle, not
what do you
everybody.
Mean not like you.
Not everybody is gung ho about Christmas all the time.
How can you not love Christmas? It's the best time of the year.
No, listen, Christmas is great. It's fantastic. But I don't look forward to it 6 months out.
You're right. I don't want it right now. But when I think about it, it makes me happy inside.
It makes you joyful.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you all those butterflies and good feelings.
Right.
Hashtag good vibes, maybe, if you will.
Yes. Well, I don't know why he's putting on a concert the same exact time this other concert's been going on for years now. That makes no sense to me.
Maybe he's starting to start something new. He wants to start a trend.
It's kind of annoying.
Hey, of course, remember, how could we forget? Was that last week already? I was chased down by a dog viciously and maliciously attacked by a canine officer. I saw this viral video the other day. The police dog in Spain trained to perform CPR.
Oh.
His name's Pancho. You seen this video?
No. How do you do that?
Pancho sprang into action. His partner pretended like he was unresponsive. And up came the dog, pouncing up and down.
Really?
Literally jumping. I swear it had to be 8 to 12 inches up in the air and pouncing back down on this guy's chest.
Wow.
Giving him CPR.
Well, now would he do mouth to mouth? I mean, isn't mouth to mouth a part of CPR?
How would
that's why I'm concerned.
Well, listen.
I got questions.
We all know what dogs do with those tongues. Listen, that dog may have caught me at the beach party, but I'm smarter than that dog. That dog still licks itself, okay? Dogs. No.
But they say that dogs' mouths are more sanitary than
Michelle,
other things.
I have seen my dogs contort their bodies in ways to lick things that I didn't even know existed in places I didn't even know were on a dog.
Right.
I have some rabbits that live under my deck, right? I want to get rid of them. I don't know how.
Call the Humane Society.
No. They're humping all the time. They're breeding. My dogs chase them. And then therefore I have all this rabbit poop in my yard. My dogs will eat this rabbit poop like it's kibbles and bits. And then, no way.
I'm dying over here.
I love my dogs and all. Then I'll give them a little kiss on the head and a little pat. Say, good boy. Good boy, Cody. Good girl, Sophie. But that's about it. No, I bet you kiss your dogs, don't you?
On the mouth? Are you out of your mind?
I bet you probably do.
You know how germ. I'm such a germaphobe.
And then you go and scrub your lips.
Heck
a little,
no.
A little exfoliation.
Girl, no way.
Oh, I do not.
I don't even like when they lick me. I mean, I will hug them and snuggle them all day. But do not. People that kiss their dogs. Gross.
What a great name for a dog, too. Pancho.
I like that name.
No, dogs really and truly, they are amazing.
Oh, I love my dogs.
You know that video, by the way, combined with Big Z and that lovely video you took?
Mm-hmm.
Like over 4,000 views or something. Watching me being chased down. Is that funny to you?
No, you know how concerned I was.
Mm.
Watch his face.
Highly concerned. Still don't think my body's right from that.
Oh, dramatic.
I know my pride is still hurting just a little bit.
Is that why you don't feel good today? Hashtag dramatic.
Oh, wow. Oh. You're saying I'm a drama king, huh? Listen, all of us from Akron, we're all drama kings, right? We all like to draw things out, not let people know what we're doing. sort of behind closed doors kind of people. Anyway, hey, Michelle, later we have those E-Rock tickets for that off-road championship racing, which is actually right down the road in Denison on Sunday. Family 4-pack will go to someone.